This is a Clearview original.
This episode of the Clearview Today Show is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine.
The Mighty Musca, who's it?
The Mighty Muscadine. It's a grape, and it's grown right here in North Carolina. In fact, the Muscadine grape is North Carolina's state grape.
I thought North Carolina's grape was the Scuppernong grape.
Shh. The Muscadine grape produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when it's under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a whole host of health benefits.
Well, that's all well and good, but in my experience, anything healthy typically tastes like dog water.
And that's the magic of using real natural Muscadine grapes. Muscadine grapes have two extra chromosomes than regular table grapes have. Those extra chromosomes provide a much-needed genetic ability to help build your health. Unlike other fruits or berries, the Muscadine grape can resist mold, bacteria, and viruses without the use of harmful chemicals.
Yeah, but the problem is I'm very rarely in the mood for grape juice.
Well, good news. You can head over to MightyMuscadine.com and see that they have an entire lineup of products designed for everyday use. If you work out, they have protein powder. I know you wash your hair and brush your teeth, right?
Not very often.
That's gross. But if you're a normal person who does, they have shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste. They have a one-a-day dietary supplement. They have body lotion. I'm telling you, these guys have it all.
Sounds expensive.
Not at all. All of their products are extremely affordable.
Even for a skinflint like me?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you in on a little secret because I like you so much. I'm going to give you this promo code. It's T-O-D-A-Y. Promo code TODAY. You use that promo code at checkout and get yourself a sweet discount. And every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show. Don't miss this opportunity to supercharge your health and well-being with the incredible power of Mighty Muscadine. Visit their website now. That's MightyMuscadine.com. And use that promo code T-O-D-A-Y. You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online by visiting clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and your family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. Absolutely nothing less for any reason. We're going to leave a couple of links in the description so you can do just that. And today is, of course, April 23rd. You know that means our verse of the day, excuse me, our date, the word, I should say, is coming to us from Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
Guard your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to see what a person is really truly like and what is really going on in their heart mm-hmm. when difficulty enters, when you go through the difficult things in life. I heard it explained to me this way. If you have a cup and you fill the cup to the brim with something, coffee, tea, whatever it is that you like to drink. I'm drinking coffee right now.
Sure.
And somebody bumps into you, what is going to spill out of that cup?
The coffee.
What you put into it.
Yeah, what I put in.
Right?
Yeah.
So the same is true with our hearts. What you put into your heart when people jostle you around, when difficulty happens, when people stab you in the back, or when you suffer things in life, that's what's going to spill out of it. So make sure that your heart is filled with Christ.
Yeah. And also, I would say you're also starting from a negative too, because your heart is wicked, right? Your heart is deceitful by nature. See, I'm a Nickelodeon kid. I'm a Cartoon Network kid. Mm-hmm. I'm a Disney boy. And that's what they all said. Just, you got to follow your heart.
Ooh, no.
Because it's coming from an understanding that my heart at its core is pure.
Wrong.
Wrong. That was pretty good. Wrong, right? And so that's the wisdom of the Bible. For out of your heart spring all the issues of life. So if you got issues in life, it's because you got a heart condition.
That's right.
Now, you may actually have a heart condition, but this is another type of heart condition. Both heart conditions, not very good.
Not good. Make sure you address them.
Not good.
If you guys are enjoying these Date the Words, make sure you download the Date the Word app. It's available for free for iPhone and Android, all smart devices. Great resource for you. They're also a partial sponsor of today's episode.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. What is the tagline?
It's hard to.
Every day connects date. Today's every, date with God's word, with so the hope of making it more memorable.
Shout
for you.
Out to Dwayne Carson. You got to work on this tagline, my dude.
Here every we go. Day. Hang on. I got it. Every day connects today's date with God's word, with the hope of making it more memorable for you.
That's it. It's not a. It's it, we're gonna workshop that tagline.
I got it. It just took me a second.
I don't have any say in how he runs the app, but we got to work on that tagline. So today is Tuesday, and it's time for the Gripe Vine. I'm not gonna gripe about the tagline of Date the Word, because
no,
I actually like it.
About that.
I do have a gripe. Oh, hang
well,
on one second.
On. Welcome to the Gripe
Welcome
Vine, everybody.
Welcome to the Gripe Vine. I got to be very careful griping about my wife.
I'm already going to shut this down. Let's move on to the main segment.
If you like today's episode. No, so My wife is pretty close to perfect, right? She's adventurous.
Okay, you're starting off well.
She is a perfect foil to me.
All good things.
I'm a homebody, right? I'm a curmudgeon. I want to sit in my chair.
Curmudgeon.
In my PJs and look at TV. She's like adventurous. She's like, I want to go out. Yeah. I want to see the world. I want to try new dinner. I want to watch new movies. I want to have new experiences and go new places. But it's not that way when we go get dessert. She
really
is the most. No, and we have been on countless staff retreats. We have been. David could probably tell you if we go to an ice cream place, because I know you're really good at remembering everybody's. What is the one flavor that Ellie always gets and has gotten for the last 5 to 9 years that you've known her?
It's gonna have to be cookies and cream.
It's cookies and cream.
It's cookies and cream.
I don't understand cookies how someone so cream. Adventurous gets the same flavor of ice cream
to
every
be fair, cookies
single
and cream
time.
Is pretty good.
It's fine, but I'm saying they have it's one of the things where like this is the place to be adventurous. You go into the ice cream shop and they've got all these flavors laid out. You keep going back to the same one. This is the one area where I'm like, hey, let's try something new. It's gotten to the point now where she doesn't even order. She just goes in, sits down, because she knows I'm going to bring her cookies and cream. Do you always go back to the same ice cream flavor?
So I have like tried and trues that I gravitate toward.
Sure.
I'll try anything. I mean, I'll try any kind of ice cream flavor. If there's a blueberry cheesecake on the menu,
ooh, golly,
I am almost always going to get that.
Yeah.
If there's also a peanut butter base Reese's or like
okay.
peanut butter and chocolate ice cream, but it has to be a peanut butter base. I don't want it with a chocolate ice cream base with the peanut butter swirled
it's
in.
It's got to be peanut.
I want
okay.
peanut butter ice cream with chocolate in it.
So you're not playing around when you go get ice cream. You
no,
know
no,
what
no.
you want.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Like ice cream is sort of an indulgent thing. You don't have ice cream every day because otherwise you'll weigh like, you know, 9,000 pounds. But if you're going to go for ice cream, you better use those calories wisely.
Yeah, true.
Like if you're going to spend them, you better get what you want.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe she's like, this is safe. Cookies. I know I like cookies and cream. There's no risk of getting the wrong flavor.
True.
I would counter with, I have never had ice cream I didn't like. I've never had a flavor of ice cream that I didn't like.
I've had some ice cream I didn't like.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember what?
It was, there was one that had like marshmallow in it.
Ooh,
but it wasn't like, what is the one? Like Rocky Road that has Moose Tracks or something that has marshmallow
like that.
In it. That's good.
Right.
But this was like not marshmallow like swirled through. It was like chunks of marshmallow that were chewy in places.
Yeah, you can heat it up and it'll melt in the ice cream. It'll melt in the ice
cream. I'm sorry. Did you just say you can heat it up?
Sometimes I'll heat up ice. I'll put my ice cream in the microwave for like 5 seconds just so it's not hard as
get
a brick.
Get out of this room.
I'll put it in the microwave.
I just muted you.
Absolutely not.
I just muted you.
You David, just made me irrationally
angry. Do you get the same flavor every time, or do you change it up?
I have a few that I get, but it's a rotation.
But I mean, it is gripe worthy that the most adventurous, fun loving person I know always gets the same ice cream.
I'm livid about you. I got to figure some stuff out.
You looked really deep in thought. You looked upset.
I am upset. I'm betrayed. I am furious.
The gripe
I'm
was
discriminated
about her.
Against.
The gripe was about her. It was
until you said you heated up ice cream, and then it became personal.
We got to take a break.
Then
and
it
cool
became
off.
Personal. I need to go take a breath. If you heat up your ice cream, don't write into the show. But if you don't
delete
heat up your ice cream, if you don't heat up your ice cream, write in and let us know your go-to ice cream flavor, because I'm always up for trying new things. John's always up for trying new things. Ellie apparently is not.
I'm up for trying new desserts.
Yeah, ice creams.
Yeah, yeah.
Write in and let us know your go-to ice cream flavor, 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, Clearview family. I'm Nicole.
And I'm David.
And we want to talk to you today about the Clearview app.
You know, there are so many churches out there that put their sermons on YouTube and their announcements on Facebook and their prayer list on Periscope.
I didn't even know Periscope was still functional.
Oh, it's not. And that's why nobody can find their church's prayer list and nobody's prayers be getting answered. But here at Clearview, we believe in making our content as accessible as possible.
That's right. Clearview produces so much content every single week, including Dr. Shaw's sermons, original music, a full online store, weekly prayer gatherings, and so much more.
Not to mention the number one best-selling Christian talk show of all time.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, maybe not yet, but that's why we want people to download the app.
If you're listening from the Triangle area, we encourage you to check out Clearview Church in person. But if not, you can still follow all of our content on the Clearview app. It's 100% free on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. And best of all of our content is right there in one convenient spot.
Make sure you download the Clearview app today, and let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abhinand Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, the host of today's show, and ice cream connoisseur, believe it or not. Dr. Shah, one thing that I know about you and that our listeners may not know is that you are a tastemaker when it comes to desserts.
A tastemaker. What does that mean?
Like, you know the good desserts. Yeah. Like, you know, like when we're going out, like a tastemaker, like someone who's like, no, don't go to that dessert place. Go get the good dessert. Okay. Get the good fudge. Don't get the cheap stuff.
Yeah.
When you go to get ice cream, right? Are you like a play it safe? I'm going to get this flavor because I know this is good. Or are you like, let me just see what flavors there are and I'm going to branch out.
I look at everything and I go back to what I know.
Really? No. I'm going I would never to like, what's your flavor?
It depends on where I'm at. If I'm with, say, Dairy Queen, which I do like, I will probably end up with a blizzard.
Okay.
And if it's a blizzard, then it's usually a tropical blizzard, which I don't even know if they have it anymore.
I haven't been to a Dairy Queen.
I don't know. Yeah, I would imagine they do.
They had like walnuts and coconut shavings and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it did.
Really, really good. Mm-hmm. Or I'll end up with a strawberry cheesecake.
Okay.
Blizzard.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Yeah. Or so I will come back to chocolate chip cookie dough.
But you do that. See, so Ellie always gets, this is what we talked about in the intro. Ellie always gets cookies and cream.
Yeah.
Adventurous in every other part of life. She wants to go to brand new restaurants and brand new movies and new stores that we've never been to. But when it comes to ice cream, she's like, I'm getting cookies and cream. That's
because
what I'm
it's like, you know, too much of that stuff is not good for you. So I'm going to do this once. So if I'm going to do this once, I don't want to waste this coupon. I don't want to waste this opportunity.
This free ticket to dessert.
What do you think, David?
I was going to ask, what is your late night strolling through Greece ice cream flavor?
From that one store.
Oh
my word!
Mine was that pistachio.
The pistachio was good.
The pistachio, it had real pistachios in it.
The pistachio was good. The fig ice cream that we had that you and I had was really good.
Oh my god!
You know, I think a part of it comes down to me is like I'm a little bit spoiled, and like I knew when I was a kid, if I ventured out and gave a flavor I don't like, my mom was gonna give me hers. So that's why, like, when we go out as a group, I'll get, like, lemon sorbet or I'll get, like, cotton candy or birthday cake. And if I don't like it, I'm like, yo, David, give me your ice cream.
Just give me your ice cream.
But he's like, no. So I have been sort of playing it safe here lately. But I really didn't think that you would. But you still peruse all of them. I look
for everything that I come right back to. This is my one shot. This is all I get. So, no, I'm not going to get some sorbet stuff.
Don't waste it. Make it a sure thing.
See, Ellie knows going in. She doesn't even stand in line. She just like goes and sits. She's like, get me a cookies and cream. Yep. I'm like, I know. Yeah. I know that's what
you mean. I mean, when you know what you want, you gotta run the risk every now and then. But you know, if you know what you want,
I've just had so much success when I like strive out. I'm like, I'm getting I've never had ice cream that I don't like. So I feel like, I mean, this is kind of crazy, but I feel like maybe I'm the tastemaker when it comes to the ice cream.
It surprises me so much that you are the adventurous one in ice cream because you are not adventurous with any other foods.
No, but with dessert, I'm like it's kind of like Dr. Shah said, like, how bad is it going to be?
It's
ice cream.
I mean, I've had some ice cream.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Maybe.
But success is something that can trick you into like a false sense of security, I guess.
Yeah.
A false sense of complacency.
I don't know that I think that it's not false in my case, but but I do think objectively you're right.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode. Dr. Shah, what is the daily encouragement that you want to leave with our listeners today?
Stick to the flavor you know.
Stick to the flavor you know.
No. Stick to the stuff you know.
High School Musical style.
Yeah, High School Musical style. Just before we get into it, I do want to. This is kind of like a bonus grapevine. That song is like the bad kids are singing. Not the bad kids, but like that's the message that they're trying to overcome. Mm-hmm. But it's like the best, most poppiest, fun song in the show.
Yeah, well, that's the tongue-in-cheek moment. Is like they're singing about how you shouldn't sing.
It's like in the Disney movies, if the villain's song didn't sound scary, they actually sounded great. It's like, I'm kind of on his side.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that's
so
what
I would
about.
Say if you're getting one shot, stick to the one you know.
Yeah,
stick
true.
To the one you know.
Very true.
Without proper research, don't step out.
So one thing that I've learned from Dr. Shah is, and one thing I've come to discover, but also learned, is that I am a lot more naive than I gave myself credit for, or gave my, that I grasped in my younger years.
Yeah, same.
You know, you grow up in a bubble of what you think is true and what you think is right, and you, it's difficult to think beyond it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even today, I find myself thinking inside of a box, because I, what has been in this box has given me success so far.
Yeah.
So I'm not going beyond that box.
Yeah. Well, you're talking to somebody who thinks exactly like that.
Really?
I grew up sheltered. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a box. So I'm not telling you anything that I hadn't had to struggle with in the early years of my life and ministry. I was sheltered. Oh, yes. I was sheltered. In a good way.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way. I grew up with parents who cared about me, loved me. Yes, we had rough time and tough times growing up. Money was scarce at times, and because my brother was in England, so mom and dad were helping him. So, yeah, we had our tough time. But overall, we were in that bubble.
Mm-hmm.
We had what we needed. We were great. We were happy. We were successful. I was the best student in the class. I was I had the highest marks in the school. I was a leader of the student body. I was leading in church, but still sheltered.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came to America. That's when my eyes sort of began to open. But even then, it was in a small cosmos of the college, of this little college up in Northeast Georgia. Again, sort of sheltered.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked, but I was working on campus. Who was I working with? I was working with people I knew, and they were Christians.
Right.
So overall, their values were very good. So again, sheltered. It's when Nicole and I got married, and I had to step out of this bubble and go into the workforce. That's when I realized, there's another side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it was jarring to know how to relate with people.
Mm. That's a good
point. How to navigate through people's, not every single person was mean and bad and terrible, but the conniving behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I'll give you a story.
Sure.
I used to work at this plant called Piedmont Automotive Plant.
Okay.
Nicole and I had just gotten married, and through Nicole's dad, I was able to get a job in this factory where they made switches, fiberglass switches that would go into cars. I mean, every car you can imagine, General Motors to BMW to Toyotas, whatever. I mean, they made them for all over the world. But we would just make the switches, and then they would purchase them, and then things would go wherever they need to go.
Right.
So, but that was my exposure to the real world.
Mm-hmm. At working, your very first one.
First one, working as a floor boy, providing these people who were sitting on this assembly line with boards that they take and put it in their machines, and they solder it and put wires through it, and then they go off and whatever. And right. then working with engineers, and they would create these dies or fix the dies and bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up being in the washroom. But here's where I was like, oh my word, this is the real world.
Right.
This is how people are. I saw affairs happening.
That's a good.
That was. And I grew up seeing that, but never right in your face.
Yeah. Right, because when you grow up seeing it as a kid, it's all, especially in a church, it's a scandal to it. The weight of sin is actually there.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're in like a secular job like that on a warehouse factory floor, it's like just part of.
No, this is life. Part of life. This is happening. It's like, oh, why is he keep going over to talk to her?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, maybe they're just friends. And then to hear guys joking and laughing, it's like, oh, he's cheating on his wife.
And everyone knows.
It's everyone's out for some reason cool with it. Yeah.
And it kept on the down low, and this is how it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is where I saw bad habits. Oh, I didn't know they were smoking back there, or they were drinking, and this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
For example, it came close to me when for lunchtime, I would just sit in an open space. I didn't want to go sit in my car and turn on the car and use up gasoline, gas while I'm eating my lunch. So I was like, I'm just going to sit in the factory in an open area where there's nobody there, and eat my lunch mm-hmm. instead of going to the break room where too many people gather and they have their jokes and stuff. So I sat there. And so this woman would come and sit there. Nice person. Mm-hmm. She was one of the ladies on the assembly line. She would mm-hmm. come and sit next to me. And I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. We're You're sitting right. here eating lunch together. And so this went on for like a week. I'm naive. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. So I'm like always nice. I'm like, okay, see you. Have a good day. And I'm married.
Right.
Have a child at home. But I'm thinking, oh, this is great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then after the first week, a couple of guys in the back like, hey, you. I know you're new here. I'm just going to let you know. That girl over there, she's after you. You know that, right?
Hmm.
I was like, what?
Just floored. Just absolutely
dumbfounded. Are you serious? Yeah. He said, yeah. Why do you think she's sitting over there talking to you? You don't know who she's like? I mean, this is country boys.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And so I'm like.
Yeah, I love that story because it's so relatable. It's some of life's little lessons like that seem insignificant at the time but end up kind of teaching you what the world is really like. Mm-hmm. I remember struggling that because I went to public school, so I graduated thinking I know what the world is really like.
Yeah.
But I've just seen, even as rough as it was just yeah. one little corner of the world. There's so much more about life that I didn't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember struggling with that. Like for me, being naive was... It wasn't an insult, but it was something that I didn't consider myself because I was like, even when you're raised in public school, yeah. you're like, I've seen the nitty gritty. I'm street smart, but it's
even
not the
then,
case at all.
We were sheltered.
Very much
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Very
much. And I would say that sheltered is good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against being sheltered because sheltered is what protects you until you are ready to face the world.
Yeah. Right.
Because if you take away that shelter too quickly, mm-hmm. then you become part of the world.
Very
and
true.
It's right. very hard to undo that damage.
Yes. Very true.
And I know some people will say, oh, I went to public school and I'm just fine. And I get it. Okay, great. That's great. But that's not what everyone can say.
That's exactly right. Right. Exactly right. Right.
Not yeah. many people can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Then another exposure to the real world was when we moved here to go to seminary
mm-hmm.
and I got a job with a company that was installing Cat 5s because mm-hmm. that's when they were first coming on the scene and I got a job. I didn't even know what a Cat 5 was.
Yeah, it must have been revolutionary at the time.
This is 1996.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So we were going all over the place from Durham to Chapel Hill to Greenville. I'm not Greenville, Greensboro, mm-hmm. High Point, and then even to the east towards Greensboro, Rocky Mount, all these places,
right.
sometimes even to Fayetteville. I mean, we would go all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the guys I worked with, I mean, they were high.
Yeah.
You don't mean high up in the company.
No, they were high. I mean, I worked with a couple of guys who were in Hell's Angels.
Wow.
And at the time, I was like, really? Is he making that up? And then I saw his lifestyle and everything. Like, oh, yeah, he's really in Hell's Angels.
He's really
yeah.
about that.
Yeah, he's really into this.
Yeah.
And then some of the guys were really nice. Other guys, and these guys who were in Hell's Angels, they were nice too. I mean, they had no trouble, nothing. I just work. But yeah, they would get in the work van
mm-hmm.
and give me the keys, and they would get in the back and sleep. Until we get to the job site, yep. and then they would get up and do
really?
The work.
They would just get,
yeah, mm-hmm. a couple of the guys I worked with, they were just, oof. And then they love to drink. Some of these guys I worked with love to drink.
Yeah.
And when we would get off work, they would run into the store, get a bottle, put it in a little brown bag, mm-hmm. and they'd drink all the way.
Was it the ABC store?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
ABC or just a regular
gas station. Just a regular old gas station. Got you.
And that was like, oh.
Yeah.
Where? It's like,
I'm going to die
soon. Like, it's like that kind of feeling of just like, where am I right now?
Right.
Like, what is going on around me?
I think parents sometimes, you know, we have a tendency to either over shelter our kids and not expose them at all to that. Or under shelter them and expose them, like you said, too quickly.
Yeah.
And they just
too
sort
much,
of like
quick,
become absorbed into the world.
I would suggest parents that you don't under shelter them. Mm-hmm. It's okay to shelter them. And they'll hate your guts. And they may, when they grow up, try to act cool and all that stuff. Don't take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that you did the best. Until they have their own kids, they don't understand.
Right. Yeah, it's. I guess that is true. If you have to pick between them being naive and them being part of the world, I'd rather them be a little bit
naive. I'd much rather them be naive.
And have to learn those complicated lessons later in life rather than having to unlearn all of what the world is going to teach them.
Right.
Yeah. That's a great becomes point. Part of your mindset, and it's so hard to come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard. Of course, God's grace and the gospel can change you and transform you and make you into a new person who has a hunger and thirst for the word of God. But if truth be told, those who have lived long in the world, they struggle long to get back to the good life.
Yeah.
What would you say to parents who are looking at their kids and they're like, you know, I want my kids to have a leg up. I want them to be successful. I want them to be influential. So I'm going to just kind of push them out there and let them learn from their mistakes. And, you know, that'll teach them how to be successful.
And have you dealt with parents that, like, have you counseled parents who have done that?
Like push their kids out there to like face the real world?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have. And it usually is not a good thing.
Really?
Yeah. There's a difference. There's a difference between crippling your kids, like so have them close to you, tight on you, that they cannot function without you.
Yeah.
With our kids, we would send them off. Every summer, we would send them off for an entire month away from here.
For summer camp.
Yeah. So if our kids ever say that, or if somebody ever says that, that we over-sheltered them or hovered too much over them, we wouldn't have done that if we were to send them away for a month.
Right. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time even for parents who don't shelter their kids. Like a month without your kids over
long
the summer.
Time.
That's
right.
A long time.
We send them away to, of course, Bryson City, which is not a town over. It's about 5 hours away, hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And they would stay there and they would work there. They would learn to interact with other teens their age, listen to the camp directors, the counselors, and all that. And then they became counselors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we did that with our kids.
That's a great point. And I remember when Ryan and I went to Nashville, because you've both been to Bryson City. You've both been to this camp. And I've never been.
I've been there for years.
Oh, yeah. And I remember when we were there, we were deep, deep, deep into the trip. Like you said, like 6 hours away.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember Ryan making the comment, like, this is where that camp is. And I was I had no clue or no, I guess, perspective on how far it is.
Yeah, it's far away.
But then you think, like, not only, because at the time I was like, wow, that's a long way for Dr. Shaw and Ryan to have to drive. But then you think that's a long way to send your kids off during the summers. Like, it's
but
a real leap of faith.
We did that on purpose because we wanted them to grow up independent, but not in the wrong way.
Right.
We wanted them to exercise that independence by going away, living their life, not constantly being told by mom and dad, hey, you. Because, you know, they're not in school. They're at home. So we're going to really hover over you now. So sending them away for a month during summer was a good way to keep that from happening. So, yes, shelter them from the craziness of life until they're ready to be Christian adults who can face the temptations and trials of life. But one of the things you can do is by having these things built in into your family life where they do go away and have that independence and have to stand up for themselves, like for a month. And then when they come back, they're back in the shelter again.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Did you have any advice for those who are almost on the opposite end? Because I know we talked about it last week, where people are so exposed to the world that they come back into the fold of Christianity, but they can't leave it behind. They almost brag about some of the life they lived. I think we talked about that last week. And I think we had a couple of people write in and say, you know what? That's me. Y'all kind of convicted me. But I wonder if there's anything, any words of encouragement you have for those people as well.
The ones who come in sort of late. It is hard for some of those people because if they don't have the right perspective, then they almost have a, I got to prove it to you attitude.
Yeah.
So they spend a lot of time trying to prove themselves to people in the church, either proving themselves like, oh, I have the same knowledge you do. Let me tell you how much I know because I listen and I am been following this preacher or this program or this Bible study, and I know. So they end up proving themselves all the time or trying to prove themselves. And they're not self-aware that how the rest of the people are perceiving them.
Yeah,
they're looking at them like, okay.
Why are you such a try-hard right now?
You're trying so hard.
Yeah.
Just chill. or they are sort of reveling in their past life. So I know y'all are all Christian. Y'all don't know, but I lived in the real world. So they almost like brag over their past life.
Yeah,
I would say come in and have a spirit of humility, just a sense of, okay, I wish I had left that world much earlier.
Yeah,
but
true.
I can't change the past.
True.
Here I am. God, use me.
Yeah.
You only show yourself to God, and you don't have to prove yourself to him. You just receive his grace.
That's true.
So just live your life and let God use you. And yes, there may be times he may use you because you have life experiences more than a typical sheltered kid like myself.
True.
Other times it'll be you just saying, hey, I'm just grateful I made it in.
Mm. That's a great point. And I think that's a great attitude to have as well.
Yeah. So good. So helpful for us. If today was helpful for you guys, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and become part of our Clearview Today Show family as we together seek to impact the nations with the gospel of Jesus. John, what's coming up next on Clearview Today?
Well, thank you so much for asking, my friend. Tomorrow, we are going to have our permaguest, Nicole Shaw, back to keep talking through these trauma responses. You know, what does it actually do to us? What does it do to us when we go through these traumatic situations or these stressful moments in our life, physiologically, mentally, spiritually? What does it do to us? We're going to be taking a look at that on tomorrow's episode.
Awesome. Love you guys. Make sure you're there on Clearview Today.
What's going on, Clearview Today family? John here, and I want to let you know about a movie being produced right here in North Carolina called Resurrecting Eden. This is a love story. It's a period piece set in the southern United States between two slaves who find themselves on opposite ends of slave society. There's an executive team who's putting this movie together, and they're calling for actors and sponsors right here in North Carolina, Triangle area, and beyond. There's two very important meetings happening on Saturday, April the 20th. There's a sponsorship breakfast happening at 9:30 a.m. And then the casting call for the movie is happening later that same day from 2 to 4 p.m. And both those meetings are being held at Clearview Church in Henderson, but it is happening very soon. So if you're an actor or a potential sponsor in the North Carolina area, you can reach out to 252-572-2358 to register. Again, that number is 252-572-2358. And we're going to leave all the relevant information in the description below.